Hello and welcome back to Safe Space, the space where I share with you my journal entries, my gratitude, and some topics that I feel help me and I hope help you. With that, let's go ahead and dive on in and begin to arrive in the moment. Let's take a deep breath here. Let us open our hearts in this moment right now. And let us open our minds to be grateful for the blessings that we have received in this moment, that we have received in this past month, in this past lifetime. Let us just truly rejoice right now, guys, for every victory, every battle that we have won, guys. Every single thing that we can be thankful for, no matter how small, no matter how big. Let us just feel that gratitude in our hearts right now. Guys, if you're not thankful for the same things that I'm thankful for today, I encourage you to take this time to just list out three things that you can be thankful for in your current situation, either right now or a past victory that you can re-celebrate in this moment, because it is still good. It is still good. Today, I am thankful for honestly everything. Thankful for the things even that I don't believe I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the blessings in disguise today, which that happens a lot. I'm thankful for acceptance. I'm thankful for every blessing that has been bestowed on me. Food, air, blankets, family, education, the fact that I can read, the fact that I can write, the fact that I can talk right now and record this podcast. I'm so, so, so thankful. It is a miracle. Today, guys, I just want to read a journal entry. I had read a chapter from the book called The Oil of Anointing by Billy Shouse, and it just led me to make this journal entry that I hope helps you guys in some type of way. Acceptance. When reading today, it made me think about the importance of acceptance. This is something that is so important because if we are all living by the flesh, we may be denying what God has laid in front of us. And guys, whenever I say living in the flesh, it means living in survival. We all have bodies and we all want to be as comfortable as possible in them, obviously. Like the fact that it's a snowstorm outside right now and I get to be in my house and be comfortable makes me really happy. If I was outside, it would be a different story because my body is not meant to handle negative temperatures. So whenever I say that we're living in the flesh, I mean we are living according to things that our body wants, not our spirit and our soul. There may be a situation that doesn't go our way, and so we react in denial. We may not even be able to change the circumstance, but we let our minds hold on to anger, frustration, resentment, and sorrow because it didn't go how we wanted. But, quote, spending time wondering and questioning God instead of accepting what he says will accomplish little and leave feelings of despair and frustration, end quote, by Billy Shouse. We must have faith, which is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, as a reword. If something doesn't go our way, we must keep a faithful mindset. Be quick to accept and rejoice because the Lord has great things for you and he will deliver. Remember though, he will deliver on his timing. He will have to prepare you to accept and sustain what he has for you. Keep an open mind in every situation. Understand that not everything will go according to your plan because God has a bigger one. Oh, I'm gonna say that again. Not everything will go according to your plan because God has a bigger one. Patience cannot be given. It can only be taught. Some lessons are hard to learn when being tested, but necessary as a foundation to maintain what God has for you. React with acceptance quickly and find joy in what is. Do not be quick to deny and get frustrated. It will not lead anywhere. Love wholeheartedly. And I want to end this off with a little prayer that I had written down just for myself. And you can pray this too if you want to, or whatever you want to do. I feel like the energy from it will hopefully flow into your life either way from you listening to this. Lord Jesus, let me be quick to accept what you have for me today. Keep me open-minded and assured that you are working miracles in my life. You are a miracle worker and a conqueror. Through you, I am also these things. Lord, lead me through the Holy Spirit today. May I be quick to listen and love wholeheartedly today. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping me. I need you in every step of the way. I cannot do it without you. I give you full permission to enter every aspect of my life and design it in a way that serves you, Lord. I know you also desire for me to be happy, and I trust you. Thank you, and amen. In Jesus' name. Woo! All right, guys. I love you. Thank you for keeping an open mind. Go out. Be great today. You are able to be the best version of yourself right here, right now. Go out and do it. I love you.